Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, top of the hour, number one rated sports talk radio station. Get the Odyssey app. Everybody will dig it. Promise you it's the best way to follow the radio station. It's a hell of a month, man. Braves coming home. The Hawks trying to find their way in the playoffs. The NFL draft is 9 days away. Atlanta United trying to get things on track. And obviously just a lot happening in the world of sports is we take you through the spring and summer and the best lineup in sports talk radio. So that's all a part of it. As
I just retweeted, speaking of the draft, Malachi Starks on with Jim Rome in a fairly long interview, but giving much, much love to not only the SEC, but playing at Georgia and the quality of player that they play against. He said, you know, you when you're in the SEC, you're playing in the mini NFL. And look at how many.
Doubt.
I mean, my goodness.
Yeah, I didn't even know Jim Rome had much going on these days.
That's some pretty hair. I mean, I didn't realize Jim Rome still had that head of hair.
Hey, the 9 o'clock hour was brought to you by Wise Guys Pro Wash, Atlanta's number one rated pressure washing company.
A week from today are the voluntary OTAs at the branch. And I'm only bringing it up because the backup quarterback that I don't really want to talk about, that'll be the story, whether he's there or not, unfortunately, right?
Running out of options.
Yeah.
I mean, we're running out of options. Cleveland signs Joe Flacco for $4 million. That was a potential landing place. Is Minnesota to, you know, start ahead of J.J. McCarthy? New Orleans, now with Derek Carr. Absolutely real, these rumors that he is not going to be available for next season. Does Shedeur Sanders fall to 9? Do they kick the tires with Kirk Cousins? Just not a lot.
Steelers now, whispers of the Steelers in a bit of a like uh-oh mode with this Aaron Rodgers and the Willie
Wonka. Kind of fascinating, man. So, I mean, the Kirk Cousins thing. Thank God for Michael Penix Jr. and that we can just focus on that and stop talking about.
Is everybody going to be okay if he's our backup? I'm going to be completely fine with it. I raise my hand.
Yeah,
like,
I don't want
paying him. This drama is unfolding. Michael Penix is injured, and now you can't name a starting quarterback that played all 16 last year, right? The odds are you're going to miss.
I think there might have been, but no, the odds are that you're going to.
Mm-hmm.
More often than not, a backup gets some time within. An NFL season. So it's awkward a little bit. I mean, listen, life's full of way more awkward situations. Listen, there's awkward situations in people's offices and all kinds of places. It's in the spectrum of weird is not that weird. You got benched for this guy. You're not getting your job back. You make more money than him, but you have to back him up. Okay. It's not like we're going to be clamoring to talk to Kirk Cousins. Something happened to Michael Penix. Then he'd be available. So maybe that's exactly what's going to happen. Yesterday, interview with Billy Andrade. I asked him to comment on this Bryson DeChambeau comment. Here's DeChambeau talking about his day with Rory.
Did you speak to him in there? How's he doing? Do you know?
No idea. Didn't talk to me once all day.
I don't know that he was trying to start anything. He literally was just saying there was no conversation. Mm-hmm. So we have Billy Andrade, who played on the pro tour for many years, played Augusta countless times, does great on the Champions Tour. Here's that conversation yesterday. Bryson DeChambeau was talking about that Rory never spoke to him the entire round. They had no interaction. I think he put it out there. I don't know what he, you know, it's big social media news today. Does that surprise you at all? I mean, given what was at stake for Rory McIlroy, I don't know. It feels like he was just dialed in, and I'm not surprised by it. Is that your reaction to that?
We're not playing in a pro-am. This is the final round of
exactly.
Matthews.
Right.
There's no love here.
Right.
You know, he's another player that's trying to get in my way. I played with Tiger Woods many times on the PGA Tour. He didn't say one word to me, and it wasn't like I walked away going,
Oh, man,
I can't believe he doesn't want to be my friend.
How many guys out there have been in a round where it was uncomfortable? Sandra asked, how common is that? I said, for normal, like, recreational golfers, I mean, That would never happen.
I literally am asking those of you guys that go on a foursome and you're trying to land a deal. Is there a chatter in the group? Is there a guy that goes too slow? How much of it is it a pain in the neck? And then I get it. And you mentioned the member guest and there's money at line and all that. Like how much chatty Cathy's going on?
A ton.
Okay.
That's golf. It's the most social game in the world. It's usually 95% supportive. It's a guy I've never met before. Now we're riding in a cart together. We're working on a business deal. We're trying to get to know each other better. We're drinking transfusions from hole number one, and our relationship by the 15th hole, we're hugging each other and
besties.
Best friends for life. Right. I think we just became best friends. So yeah, all of it. I'm wondering if anybody's ever been in a scenario where it got really uncomfortable within a foursome or a twosome. And I'm thinking maybe of member guest stuff where it was so competitive. Does anybody have a story of like real awkwardness or tension with too much on the line? 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. Michael Jordan, Larry Bird, if you're watching that Celtics documentary, like the last thing these guys are doing is creating a safe, warm space between them and their opponent. Rory McIlroy, does he have anything against Bryson DeChambeau? I mean, they're Ryder Cup rivals. One's on the LIV Tour, one's on the PGA Tour, and one of them was trying to take away what is the biggest moment in Rory McIlroy's life, which is trying to win a Grand Slam.
And I also think Bryson forgot that there is video evidence that they were yucking it up. Not yucking it up. I shouldn't say that. Certainly pleasantries before the round. Yeah, there wasn't.
He says, I'm trying to make what happened at the U.S. Open not happen, and this is on the driving range. And DeChambeau says, in fairness, I didn't do anything. You did that to yourself. And everybody started laughing, which is basically like, you just blew it, And it was a funny way to react.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you did that. I didn't do that. Like, you screwed up. So
let me ask you this. What if somebody, you have one in the foursome that's a big fat jerk. You have somebody in front of you that is really slow playing to the point that's ruining your day with your group.
Yeah, that's where you hear of stuff.
Okay.
The foursome in front of you, the foursome behind you, somebody hits into group. That's a huge no-no. That's where, listen, my dumb buddies two golf trips ago, I wasn't with them. They left the course after front nine because the bunch of 20-year-olds are going to beat their ass because I have one buddy who has never been able to control his temper, ever.
Is it a drinking thing? He gets
It's a competitive thing.
Okay.
Or we had a co-host used to say he sees the spots, like he just gets the anger, the blood pressure. So somebody was playing slow. They hit up in someone. Instead of apologizing, someone didn't handle it the right way. And my buddy had to say, okay, fatty, just keep moving along or whatever. Well, that was it, dude. There's some big kid in his 20s, and his buddies were going to, just like, our 56-year-old, we're about to get our ass beat.
Right.
Let's get off this golf course.
Right, right, right.
And then they're just hammering Johnny.
Right.
Johnny, I'm not going home in a, I'm not going home in a sling because you can't keep your temper under control. That's much more common. I'm curious if anybody's ever been in something super competitive, like within their foursome where it got that tense, or like a member, or some of these, a public course or where it, and there's money on the line. When there's money on the line and smack talking, I just want to hear somebody tell me that Rory Bryson DeChambeau thing, they've seen it happen in real life. Because that's just not...
Well, but from just being there that one day and watching the twosomes, because they fall behind, So you're standing there, you're grabbing a protein bar, they're doing their own thing. I can't remember one time where I saw them yucking it up or even chatting with each other.
Yeah.
They're looking at their notes, they're talking to their caddy.
Yeah,
it's not a social hour.
Well, dude, it's as serious as a heart
attack.
It's
like we are during breaks, super serious, getting our show
together. The
focus
is
we are focused.
Impeccable. 404-726-0929. 404-726. I want a great story. I want a brawl on a green. I want some of those videos that go viral. I want to know what was it that somebody did that was so heinous that you and your buddies are like, oh my God, this is inexcusable.
Yeah.
When my buddy called this dude fatty, and there's a bunch of jacked up 20-year-olds, and my JCC All-Star team was about to just get pummeled, and they're just like,
run for your life. Head for the bagel land.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Let's go get lunch because these.
How about Billy Andre telling us that Tiger didn't even get dressed in the clubhouse? Like he would not come near anybody.
Yeah. He had that aura about him, man. Tiger Woods was not out to make friends at all. 404-726-0929. When we come back, things I learned over the weekend. Get a little bit of that for you. More on the Braves. Great night. Finally in Toronto. And do you have a story or a moment where you can relate to what these guys are talking about? Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, it's 10:24, the fastest 2 hours in radio. That's what we are. That's what we are, I tell you. We're the fastest 2 hours in radio. Steak Shapiro, Sandra Golden, a couple of voices that hopefully you're used to that add some levity and calmness to your day. And remember the 10 o'clock hour brought to you by Wise Guys Pro Wash, Atlanta's number one rated pressure washing company. All right, we got some stuff to get to. Is Ron still there, though? We're talking about, Sandra was asking about how often people don't speak during a
just because I didn't find it that strange that DeChambeau's like, yeah, we didn't talk, and everybody's all up in arms about do they hate each other? And I was like, I just think that's kind of standard, right?
It's not standard not talking at all, but it's not surprising given what's at stake. And,
yeah,
you know, I mean, I don't think they're not friends, they're rivals, but sometimes there's more congeniality than others. Ron, what do you think, buddy?
Hey, good morning, guys. So I got called one Sunday morning to fill in on a foursome from a guy I knew and go out there and meet these two other guys that I kind of knew of, but I didn't know anything about them. So we shake hands, we start playing, and one guy from right at the start, he was just angry. Mm. He hit a shot and cussed, and he was pounding beers from the cart girl. We got to the turn. And of course, one other guy, he's one of these kind of smug guys, and he's just talking all the time. And the more he talked, the madder that other guy would get. So at the turn in the bathroom, I asked the guy who invited me, I said, what's this guy's deal? Why is he so angry? He said, he's just found out the other guy is sleeping with his wife.
Oh, my God.
And so it went on till about the 14th hole, and I guess that guy couldn't take it anymore, and the smug guy was on the tee, laughing and yucking it up, and the guy took his driver and proceeded to beat the hell out of him
way. And you're there?
I'm there. And people, golfers from the other tee were green coming up, the other tee were coming up, and pulled him off the guy, and they called the police out there. They called an ambulance to the thing. Needless to say, we didn't finish the round, but
and that's when Tiger Woods' troubles began. So, good for you,
Tiger. You should know better.
Let me ask you this:
the most uncomfortable wondering what was going on.
We're not going to beat that story. So you said they ran over to break it up. Did you just stand there watching it and just figure like that guy's
well,
so smug?
Well, that guy was swinging his driver the best I'd seen him all day. I wasn't going to get close.
That doesn't sound real. I mean, I'm sure you're not lying.
He happened over. We were playing over in the Robert Trent Jones Trail over in Birmingham.
That is wild, dude. That is wild. Yeah. All right, thank you, buddy. I'm sure there's so many good stories of like. Usually, though, it's the foursome behind you or in front of you, and you know, to have it within the actual group.
Other questions I have for you golfers is who decided it should be 18 holes?
Is that too long for
Seems
you?
Like a. Do you agree? Like I have.
No,
I
don't agree. That's not
18 holes. So like why 18?
Did you find Augusta to be more hilly than you could have imagined?
Oh my God, that's the other thing.
Yeah,
it was some kind of hike.
Workout, huh?
Whew.
Some kind of a workout. All right, I got to read you a little of this before we get to things I learned. Riley Ballard last night. Going viral. So I'll set it up for you, and then I'll play the cut. They go to him a couple of times. He's interviewing people at the absolute top of
It's called the Jay's Nest up there, and it's literally at the roof. It's,
yeah, it's like the roof of the rock.
It's the tallest bar in all of Major League Baseball. It's way up there.
So he's there because it's the tallest bar.
Yeah, they're like, go up there and see how far it is.
And there's two attractive ladies, and he's chatting them up. And he's asking what sideline reporters do, no different than
Braves fans. Do you guys come here a lot?
Right.
At
some point it went on back and forth, like they always do. Cut back, play, cut back, and then of course the guys in the booth, which is Brandon Gowden
and CJ
Nowitzki,
they're loving this. They're absolutely loving it.
Especially this.
All right, so they want me to get your number.
They want you to get my number.
I'm dead serious. They're saying in my ear right now, she doesn't believe me because she thinks you guys are not I'm making this up. Even if you guys weren't, I might use that in the future. That's actually a pretty good move.
This is unbelievable.
So the best part of this right now is that Wiley could totally be faking it. This might be the new move. Okay. Just walk around with a FanDuel microphone and an earpiece in and convince fans that they're actually on TV.
I should have thought of this years ago.
I am speechless. I
got the number. We're good.
Now, this has gone viral. Most folks find it absolutely fun, entertaining. He's not creepy.
She was very happy. She has
the phone in her hand. If she didn't want to give her number, she could say that's inappropriate or weird or whatever. There wasn't a moment of reading body language or understanding the person you're talking to where they felt threatened. However, on social media, Ralph Vashanio, this is a Fox Sports guy, an unprofessional disgrace from the reporter to the guys in the booth to the producer in the truck who could have stopped it at any point. It's not fun. It's not cool. It's not harmless. And it's only a standard for harassment. You live in
Who is that from?
This is a Fox reporter, an actual guy. He's got like 80,000.
It's a guy. And then a guy or a girl?
Then there's an Arizona sideline reporter. She works for Fox. No, she works for the Cardinals in some capacity or covering the Cardinals. Danny Surek. So we're all going to ask women in sports if they're only doing their job to date athletes. We can all agree how inappropriate and nasty this is, not to mention the double standard, right? I could describe that event in a million ways. Nasty would be probably the last adjective on earth. There was nothing nasty. Get over yourselves. Men and women flirt.
Gosh, let's hope they do. Let's hope that a guy will still come ask for numbers, y'all.
Right.
What world are we living in?
And by the way,
think that this is some level of journalism.
Journalism like
it is not. The sideline reporter at a baseball game through nine innings
is trying to
interviewing parents and babies and mascots.
The only one that matters is Derek Schiller, president of the Braves, who handles hiring of these. And I would imagine that Derek Schiller and the folks that are the real bosses, even more than Fox or FanDuel, think it was super entertaining.
Absolutely.
And it's trending. And if you think that was nasty, if this dude says it's a standard for harassment, there was nothing about it. You get over yourselves, Karen and was it Kevin's?
Karen and Kevin. There's a Kevin too.
All right, please. Here's some of these I learned over the weekend. Yesterday we had Billy Andre, so we didn't get to it, but we will get to this, and everybody did. The final half hour or so of the Masters put up numbers that I don't think golf has seen in I don't know how long. 19 million watching between 7 and 7:15.
Eastern, yeah. So that was the playoff and
the
all of its numbers.
The average was 10 million. But
12 million. 12 million it averaged for the whole day. So that's
a five-hour broadcast. Yeah. Spectacular TV for this moment.
Rory back and through. And he's made it! He's done it! It's a grand slam roar at Augusta National. Rory McIlroy.
Now, that was Mike Tirico on the radio. And I would imagine Westwood One and any of the affiliates that were carrying it, the audio version, which was amazing. Our buddy Brian Katrick, man.
I was texting with Brian that afternoon because I was listening. I was in the car driving around during this long and winding road. He did. He texted, and I said, God, I hope to. I think I said something like, please tell me Rory's a great guy. He's an absolute wonderful guy. But to listen to that broadcast and how they. You know who's really good is that Dottie Pepper, is it Dottie Pepper, the broadcaster? With she, y'all, she is as good as it gets.
The whole broadcast.
A lot of respect
I'll
for
tell them. You who else is really good broadcaster. John Hamm, who's got a new show on Netflix.
Yes.
Where's the show? Or Apple? Where's that
yes,
show?
Yes, it's on Apple.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He hosted
Your Friends and Neighbors.
He hosted SNL. He's funny all the time. He was awesome. I thought this was funny. As well as like four other skits. Name of the show is Get Your Question Right, which is a horrendous name for a game show.
Okay. Something that's racist.
Ooh,
me. What?
Me. Myself. My family. My whole family.
No.
My friends. My best friends. My groomsmen. My jokes. My funny accents. Am I close?
No, and you're doing exactly what you were worried about. Come on, man. It's something small.
My p***s.
Small but racist?
Yeah, I know. My p***s.
No, man. Okay, pass. What you drink first thing in the morning?
Vodka.
What you drink before work?
Vodka.
John Hamm is...
He's very funny. Very funny. The show is great, you guys. Your Friends and Neighbors on Apple. Only two episodes have dropped. It's dark.
Also, The Last of Us dropped on HBO Sunday night. Brilliant television. Slow start. Going to be awesome. That's the show about the end of the world, the virus, and all that. It's just a great replacement as White Lotus goes away. Last of Us now up on Sunday nights on HBO. When we come back, why my mom? I just messed up so bad.
So bad.
And
y'all.
And now there's Jew on Jew hate. And you talk about Wiley Ballard taking heat. The
Zacharys and the Jonas are so mad at you right now.
The Cohens, the Goldbergs, the Goldsteins. I'll explain why my mom, she may want to turn us off the Odyssey app, by the way, when we come back. Also, Three Strikes, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Hey, good morning. It's 10:42. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Stakey, Bo, and Sandy. We haven't mentioned our big game of the night, brought to you by John Foy and Associates. Did you give us the Braves?
It's got to be the
tonight?
Hawks, dude. What are you talking about?
I don't know, dude. I got a lot going on right now. I'm trying.
Hawks
to
Hawks and Magic.
I'm nervous
in Orlando.
I got to go on the air. My dad will not be happy. I got to go in there and say something.
Okay, take a breath. I want to tell everybody what's got to happen. Okay. If you win tonight, you're going to play Boston on Sunday in Game One. If you
you're in the playoffs. You're in the playoffs as the 7 seed, Boston's the 2 seed,
okay.
But they're the favorites to win the title. You'll play Boston.
If you lose tonight,
yes,
you come back here to State Farm for Friday to play the winner of Chicago and Miami. And should you win, then you become the 8 seed and you will have to play Cleveland. So you would have to win 2 more after losing tonight. This is so
one more.
Silly.
You have to win 1 more. If you lose tonight, you got to win your next game and then you're in the playoffs.
Gotcha. Okay.
All right. So just win tonight, play the Celtics, and let's get things moving along. All right?
All right. The game of the night, too, I really want to encourage folks, Georgia Tech and Georgia baseball. They're two of the best teams in the country. Georgia Tech is now number 14, and Georgia, depending on you're looking, whether it's 4 or 5. And they're going to play at Truist tonight. And I think a lot of the money, if not all the money, goes to charity. It's just a great, great night out. So go cheer on our local folks.
Yeah, great action at Truist. Also, Danny Hall announcing his final season. Great friend of ours.
He's wonderful.
Wonderful guy. Love Danny Hall. And this is Swan Song. So keep that in mind. Let me give you our three strikes questions. Worst guy to golf with. Worst guy to golf with. Who is he? Is he the guy who wants to gamble in every hole? Is he the slow player? Is he the guy that searches for his ball? Is he just the drunk? Who's the worst guy to golf with? The best way to get in trouble with mom was blank. The best way to get in trouble with mom was blank. And theme park guy, scale of 1 to 10. They're playing in Orlando. I was just at Universal Studios. Universal Studios just opened a absolutely Mac Daddy second location. You heard about this? Google that, Sandy, if you can, for a second. It's the first brand new massive themed park in, I think it's like 17 years.
It's in Orlando?
It's still in Orlando. It's okay. 10 minutes from the Universal, which was all
Universal Epic Universe.
They've been running.
May 22nd, 25 to open, or is it open now?
No, it's open.
You already went. What makes it epic?
I think just because everything's brand new and it's got Harry Potter stuff and it's got some of the other movies from Universal and, you know,
Celestial Park, Dark Universe, How to Train Your Dragon,
yep.
The Isle of Berk.
So they have 40 different.
Super Nintendo World.
Yeah.
Jeez. So how much does it cost for an adult to get in there now?
A couple hundred bucks. Yeah. No, it's super expensive.
And then you ride everything once you get in?
Well, I mean, if you don't do the Fast Pass, but if it's this summer at a new park like that, the lines are going to be insane. That's a brand spanking new park. So I was at Universal. They were opening it in 6 weeks. I was talking to some of their executives. They're like, you can't believe what we just built. God knows how long it took them. So as a theme park guy, scale of 1 to 10. Theme park guy, scale of 1 to 10.
I'm seriously asking a question. When you go to Disney, do you spend now less days and you go to Universal? Or because we used to be a three-day Disney park.
You probably do 2 and 2 if you care about both.
Okay.
Or you go 3 and 3, or you're just a Universal guy or a Disney guy. I don't know.
Is that what
you've
done
all that, Bo?
So I've gone to Universal. I used to make a Orlando spring training trip out of going to like 3 Braves games and going to Universal like multiple days. Now that's as an adult. Now if you have kids with you, you kind of have to do Disney. But be prepared to whip out that pocketbook because
Universal ain't cheap either. We had 1 day at Universal, and we spent on the passes. We got there super early. We did just about every ride, but it's really cool. I was surprised because I'm not a theme park guy per se, but it was a great day. 404-726-0929. Bo's got a lot to do back there. I need some help. He's gonna answer phones and play sound and all this. All right, here's the thing. Passover's we're in the middle of Passover. So Passover started on Saturday night and had a beautiful Seder at my friend Salsa's house. Shout out to Amy. What a spread. God bless. What a spread. You should have seen it. It was amazing. And I haven't done any content for my, you know, my social media stuff. I cannot tell you in the history of my career, I've never been stopped more than for my Instagram food stuff.
Even when you were on the airport, you were the face of the airport?
Yeah. No, even more than that.
I don't believe it.
And good for any radio guys that are finally going to get their face up there. Finally. You're like the 12th.
You're like the 12th radio
person. Ryan Cameron was up there. I was up there.
The mayor, the governor.
Yeah. So anyway.
Dominique.
So I go out to shoot content Sunday. And I go to
the morning after Seder.
Yeah, but Passover goes 8 days. You're not supposed to eat bread or yeast or anything. It's
delicious.
It's no carbs. No, you know, it's a lot of things you can't eat.
Mm-hmm.
You can't eat pasta. You can't eat bread. You can't have yeast because the holiday is that, the bread didn't rise and you lasted 8 days and 8 nights and it was a miracle and you took on, the folks that were trying to destroy
you. You're
so
bad at this. Shh.
8 days and 8 nights. Okay. And I try to keep Passover because my dad wanted me to.
Good.
So that means you can't eat bread. And you got to eat matzah. Well, I forget about that because I wanted content. Now I'm a slave. I'm a whore. I'm a slave. I'm whatever to Instagram.
Right.
And I post myself at this Bronx bagel buggy in Chamblee, which is phenomenal. And I'm stuffing my face with a Reuben sandwich in the middle of Passover.
Steak.
And my mom, when she said, what would your dad think?
Oh,
not only did you do it,
you're the worst,
but you put it out there. So you're now the definition of a bad Jew. I got an Instagram. I should probably call this guy out. He's a good dude, Jeff Crow, who follows me. He's very loyal to me and all that. But he's like, the Chamblee bagel joint looks legit, but in the middle of Passover?
Ooh,
really?
Ooh, steak.
6,000 years of tradition, I guess, means nothing. Dude, Jeff Crow said to me, 6,000
years
of
tradition
steak. Means
shame.
Nothing.
Shame.
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 Shame. Shame. Dude.
Y'all don't know about 6,000 sandwiches steak is trying to get in his tradition file.
Is that the classic
That's
Jewish
hilarious.
Guilt?
Oh, my goodness.
6,000 years means nothing. Then a few others over Passover.
What would your father say? Volume and all, Robert on you.
You want to talk about
good
the
for you,
guilt
you.
Level? So I didn't even wait like day seven. I'm sorry.
Day two.
I'm a bad Jew. But man, Bronx bagel buggy, you don't understand how good those bagels
are. 6,000 years of tradition right in the toilet. Very nice. You will not be loud at temple. You sit outside.
Sorry to Peter Berg. He is my rabbi at the temple.
Oh, no.
My original rabbi, Melman, Bernard. What can I say? I'm not perfect. I'm not. That's what Dr. Meredith has said. You got to admit you're not a perfect human being. I don't even think they're going to let me play pickleball at the JCC now.
6,000 years right in the toilet, mister. Jack Crow and I are super disappointed in your behavior. Volume on your side. What would your father say?
404-726-0929. Sandra and the bad Jew right over here.
Oh, my goodness.
Taking your calls.
Rabbi Melman.
Melman.
So
Melman.
Upset with you.
Courtney in Atlanta. Hey, Courtney.
Save him.
Hey, everybody. How you doing?
Good. Yay. Worst guy to golf with?
The angry guy.
Yeah. We're supposed to have fun. We're outside. It's nature. It's
exactly.
The best way to get in trouble with your mom was what?
Lying.
Oh, that's a great one.
That's
a great
too.
One.
Mm-hmm. Lying and getting caught.
And
lying
you're right. And caught. theme park guy, scale of 1 to 10.
8.
Thank you, buddy. 404-726-0929. We got open lines.
Good ones on Twitter here. That
Bo's taking the phone calls.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Let me just give you the number again. 404-726-0929. Worst guy to golf with.
The want to know what you're doing wrong guy. Right?
Keeps correcting
the guy that's like,
you.
Do you want to know what you're doing wrong? Yeah, because are you on the tour or are you playing with me on a Sunday? So I think the latter, right?
I got to like, be honest,
shut up,
though. I got to be honest. There's a way to do that that's helpful. Like, I'm open to it, you know? And if they ask you nicely, do you want me to just give you one little tip?
Yeah.
Like that? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hey, can
so
I give you
So you're
one?
At a restaurant and somebody does an order and you're like, do you want to know what you're doing wrong here? It's just, I'm going to give you a little help here. What you just did.
Yeah, maybe. No, maybe.
You ordered some of baked these... chicken and here is a pile of Alfredo. I mean, that's a wrong order. I know you.
6,000 years of tradition. You can't order right? 6,000 years of ordering?
You want a little tip.
If that's all you have is a little tip. Best way to get in trouble with mom. Did you ever get in trouble?
Oh,
you
my goodness.
Perfect.
Telling a little fib or showing up late. Curfew, you had to, it wasn't 12:01 ever. It's my mom was like, Saban, you better be here 10 minutes prior to your curfew. Yeah.
And
she's listening right now. She
how's
knows.
Larry as a theme park guy? He doesn't care about theme
Larry
parks.
Larry loves the theme park.
He
Larry's
does.
Super fun. Like, he at the Masters got such an A+. We had such a blast. He was so patient.
Was that a great day for your... in your marriage?
It was an epic, epic day that'll never be forgotten. Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's a game changer. We
you need
really
badges
had a ball.
Again next year. Yeah. All right. Who's next in the mix here? Anybody? Hey, Big Truck. Who's the worst guy to golf with?
Oh, it's got to be the drunk guy because that brings all the other bad characteristics into focus.
All right, right. So he's not just drunk. Now you see how angry he is. Maybe a little racism. Maybe a little
and he
bit.
He can't find his ball. Right. Yeah, I mean, the worst.
The best way to get in trouble with your mom was what?
By ignoring her.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
And
no communication.
Theme park guy, 1 to 10.
12.
Oh, good
That's
for
awesome.
You.
I just figured out, you know, I'm in trouble with my mom. You know, my mom always... glazes. You know the word glaze? That's the teenage word. You know the word glaze? Like you're just, you're being, like if I talk about one of Bobby's friends, hey, he's a really good kid. I like it. But I was like, why you glaze him so hard, dude? I was like, what? I'm
just, Bobby Shapiro dropping the lingo.
He's just like,
okay.
Dude, stop glazing him.
Dude, stop glazing.
Or I'll be like, hey, did you see Risa Shea last night? He's like, yeah, he's good, but stop glazing. I was like, all right, Bobby. He used to be right with that. Kyle in Snellville.
Oh, Bobby Shapiro.
Worst guy to golf with.
The YouTube video expert.
Right.
This is a great topic.
It
I could
really
talk
is.
About the worst guy to golf with all day. The best way to get in trouble with your mom was what?
leave a dirty dish in the sink and not put it in the dishwasher.
All right. Theme park guy, scale of 1 to 10.
10.
Awesome. Thanks, buddy. Good sign for theme parks. Dudes like.
I totally agree. And isn't it the worst whether your partner's like, when you're planning to get there, well, we're leaving at so-and-so, and I'm not doing this. And it drives me crazy.
I used to be
with somebody like that. They're just a buzzkill. Before we even get there, they're complaining about everything from the parking to when we're leaving, and there might be a line, and I don't like that. And I just like, why are you even going?
Oh, all right. But you had a great day in Augusta.
The best day ever.
All right. Hey, Bo, thank you, my friend. Sandy and I are back tomorrow. We're going to find out what guests are fun we have planned. Just make sure it's fun. 2 hours. That's what we do. Thanks for making the Steakhouse Party Day.